You're listening to SBS News.
Good morning. Welcome to our home. Come in.
It's not the first time Rosemary Gould is opening her door to international students. She's been doing it for 30 years.
Well, you might like this room. Some people who have lots of stuff on the desk prefer this room.
Now, she's one of hundreds offering a roof to students who have lost their jobs and incomes due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
I think we need to do it, and whether there's money or not, it wouldn't matter at all to me, because even when you're getting your full host money, it doesn't actually, you don't make money out of it.
Hosts will receive $120 per week, paid for with crisis funds from educational institutions and government agencies. The usual rate is just over $300, paid in full by the students. There are about 500,000 international students in Australia, contributing almost $40 billion a year to the economy. Despite paying taxes, they're not eligible for federal supports like JobKeeper or JobSeeker. And with no way of going home, there are fears many will become destitute and homeless. David Bycroft is the founder of the Australian Homestay Network, and he sensed a looming crisis.
The industry and even the other government departments working in this market are really working hard to provide hardship funds for international students, and they're working with us, all of them, to help make this work so that they can get the students off the street and into a safe place.
For offering the discounted homestay placements, the network gets a $40 a week fee for management, insurances and support services for students, referred by the institutions and government agencies. David Bycroft expects a huge demand.
It's just starting now. We're just making our first placements now, but over the next few months, the industry is predicting thousands, and that would be across Australia.
Hi. I'm Sarah Jane. Welcome to my home.
Sarah Jane Robertson is offering a room in her home for the first time, answering the call for discounted accommodation for international students.
And then there's the office in here where there's two computers and internet for them to use.
The students will have been in Australia for months, so the infection risk is no different than that for any other tenant. Australians helping those in need in extraordinary times.
It's a personal choice. I mean, there is only so much the government can do for people, and I think where there's a gap, that's an opportunity for the community to step up and help, because that is reflective of we are in this together.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.